Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio. I'm your host, Carmen Hara, and I'm going to start the show by saying let's pray for the people in Ukraine, and let's hope that this war is going to come to an end very soon, because this is so disturbing. And my intention for a show tonight was about how to break through a bad situation, and I don't think there's any worse situation than this that we're witnessing in the world, the fight between the good versus evil. And all we can do is like trying to put good energy and coming together, you know, to try to save the world right now, because boy, do we need to pray, and do we need to understand how to overcome this horrible war. I am sorry to be so emotional, and I'm sorry to start this way, but I feel that everybody right now in their hearts, they feel the same way. I'm watching exactly like you, all those women with kids trying to save their lives, and it's just so wrong and so unfair. At the beginning of January, middle of January, I was invited on a TV show in Romania, one of their major stations, and I was asked what's going to happen there. And I said, well, I know for sure Putin will attack Ukraine, but he's going to pay with his hat for this attacks. So fair enough, 5-6 weeks later, this really happened. I was so convinced that this is going to happen, exactly like I was convinced 3 years before September 11, that September 11 is going to happen. And I remember walking in the streets of New York 3 years before September 11 and calling one of my best friends at Channel 11 and telling her that I do see the building falling and people throwing themselves from the World Trade Center. And she said, it's only in your head, Carmen, it's not really happening. 3 years later, it did happen. The same feeling I had with this situation happening. And at the end of last year, when I made my prediction, I said, this is the year of war, this is the year of political upheaval. This is the year when we're going to see leaders of the world, you know, being removed from power. And I am absolutely convinced that Putin is not going to be president in the near future. And as much as he's the most powerful man right now, he has the most powerful army, he thinks he can, you know, take over Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, whatever he thinks he can do. And if somebody disobey, he will threaten us with the atomic bomb. I don't think any of this is going to work in his favor. So let's pray. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for, you know, him being removed from power, because that's the only... And the universe, the divine world will find a way. I'm convinced there will be a way. It might take a while. It's not going to be probably right away, but it is going to happen. I want to take your calls on this one. If you have anything to talk to me about, if you have your own vision about it, if you want to, you know, discuss any further. But I want to express gratitude to the people of Poland, to the people of Romania, to all the countries who try to help those innocent souls who fight for their democracy, for their freedom, for their land. And I have to express, as I said, admiration for their president Zelensky and for everybody who has the courage to stand up to the invasion. It's just incredible what's happening right now. But let me get back to my topic, and I know I have a lot of you calling me, and I invite you to call in. You know the number to call is 202-570-7057. If you are really moved by what's happening in the world, if you want to open a conversation about this topic, because the concept of the show today is about how to break through something that is bad, and it's bad what's going on in the world right now, feel free to call me and let's talk. Let's talk in which way you feel you are affected, because we should all be affected. We should all look at this and say that this is wrong and it should not happen in the 21st century. We should not have the Third World War, because this can be catastrophic. We will all be wiped out from the face of the earth because there is an atomic bomb. So why are we forgetting that? And plus, when Russia fights against Ukraine, you know, China might start a war to gain back Taiwan. So why are we forgetting that? So where are we going to go from here? So let's just think a little bit about ramification of the situation and how bad it can get and how dramatic it can be for all of us. Even if we think we're in America, we're protected here for now. Don't forget about the cyber attack. Don't forget about all these tools that exist right now, and we're not safe anywhere we might be in the world. So let's come together. Let's try to do something about it. Let's pray for that. I know we're just simple people, me and you, all of us, we're simple people. We cannot do too much, but we have the power of the prayers. And we can put all our energy together and influence, you know, this negativity that's taking over the world right now and turn it into something good. Let's break through the bad situation we are dealing with right now. And as I said, my show tonight was all about the fact that we all wish that life would flow smoothly and freely, and we all want to transition from one phase into another in their life with a lot of ease. But you know what? More often than not, we find unnecessary obstacles blocking our way forward. Obstacles like somebody dying, a dead-end job, a never-ending legal battle, a relationship that reached a plateau, a divorce, a war, you know, a virus, a pandemic, you know, and at that point, it becomes up to us to take the right action, to bring about the changes we want to see. Like we used to say, be the change you want to see in the world. Let's together be the change we want to see. I want to also kind of give you the steps, in my opinion. I want to come up with my own steps that we need to take to finally make progress in any areas of our life. And again, dial in for your answers to your toughest life questions, because this is a calling show. So you're very welcome. You're very invited to be part of my show. And I'm going to repeat the number if you don't have it, 202-570-7057. And I know I already have some people in calling in. I have Shara from Canada, and I was having my wonderful, beautiful friend calling me from Singapore, but I think she probably, I'm not sure whether she's still with me or she's not with me. I have to ask my producer. Oh, okay, she's here. So I'm going to take your calls in a minute. Just I want to finish my idea. And letting you know that, you know, there are always ways to overcome overcome negativity. And tonight's show is about becoming, you know, free and breaking through situation in which you feel unstuck. And I'm gonna mention an author called Alex Miles, and he wrote, "You are not broken. You are breaking through." We are not broken. We are breaking through. And this is exactly what we're going to see. Because when life is tough, it can be hard to distinguish between the two. But when we are breaking down and when we are breaking through, we will see the changes and we will be able to make the progress. And we are not going to feel stuck and hopeless and lost anymore. But our life is carefully guided by cycles, and we go through the motions in a regular, predictable way. But the problem is that there's the unpredictability. And when we get stuck, there's that negativity of life that comes. For instance, we can all relate to a situation in which a relationship doesn't go any further. We reach the end of it. Or we can all relate to a dead-end job when you just have to quit because there's no way you get fired. We all relate to a legal mess. We all relate, you know, to trouble in the world or a pandemic. And these are cycles that, you know, affect our growth, affect our state of being, and makes us unmotivated and unhappy. They hinder us from reaching our goal, our potential, our creative force. So when you find yourself stuck in a pattern that's chaotic, harmful to your well-being, or full of obstacles, it's up to you to take the right action, to break through the bad situation. How can you do that first? First, you need to have a powerful desire to change the circumstances. You know what I think that is happening in the world right now is that these people of Ukraine have that enormous desire to break through, to break through and show the world that no matter if the enemy is 10 times, a million times more powerful, their desire is more powerful than their army. The more powerful a desire, the more likely you are actually to succeed. So think that way and take this statement and apply it into your life. And for that, you need to take some few steps, 5 keys to become unstuck or break through the most complicated and painful and difficult situation in your life. Number one, you have to focus on what is your progress. You have to focus on the progress and through the process of progress. So you don't become obsessed with making it happen in a certain amount of time. Just consider that you have to make it happen. Doesn't matter when and how, but you have to make it happen. In making something happen, there is always a divine timing. You have to follow the universal law of timing, which is universal, which is divine and is not man-made. Like they used to say that, okay, we're going to attack Ukraine and in 24 hours we're going to take over. Guess what? There's days and days that they couldn't do it because there's a divine timing that works in their favor. There's also something karmic because wars are always karmic, or your situation can become very difficult because there's some karma you go through, which is the memory of your soul. Now, isn't that ironic that all these wars have something to do with Russia? All the wars have something to do with that part of the world, around that part of the world. All the wars, they have something to do with Europe. They didn't happen in Australia. Not the first, not the second, not this war. None of them didn't happen in Africa, didn't happen in India. Or in America, they all happened there because that part of the world has the memory, which is called karma. There's the imprint of the land. It's like if there is cancer somewhere in somebody's body, that imprint of the memory of the cells exists and will continue to resurface. That's why cancer is coming back, because of the karmic imprint. So you have to heal that karmic imprint, and humanity has never healed, never be able to heal the karma that is created, not with the First World War, that's why we are the second, and not with the second. Now people say, this war, that's not even serious, this is a joke, this doesn't seem, we can't even compare with the Second World War when between 2 million to 6 million people really died, this is just a piece of cake. Well, let's not be fooled by that, because if this escalates, you know, then from 7 million we can go to 7 billion, we can go to 4 billion, because now we have the atomic bomb. We may disappear altogether. So I don't want to sound that scary, but let's be realistic how dangerous this might be. I personally don't think that will ever happen, because that will be the end of all of us. And that's not going to happen. We're not supposed to be extinct. Even if the Bible says that the apocalypse is coming, the Armageddon is going to happen, I really don't think it's happening, nor this time, nor under the circumstances. Another thing, when it comes to breaking through, don't give it power. Don't give power. Don't give power to your enemy. Don't feed into negativity. Don't feed into fear. Don't feed into being hopeless. Don't give up. Don't give up. How inspiring it is to look at the way, you know, the situation is now in the world, and see how people there are not giving up. They want to overcome the situation, no matter how scary it is. They're not afraid. And when something bad happens, you have to come up with something new, make necessary changes, take all the risk, change your environment, attitude, mentality, relationship, career, change whatever you want to change, whatever that is. Reinvent the situation, reinvent yourself, reinvent the universe if you have to. So I'm going to take your calls in a minute, but just as a reminder, my book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes, is still available. I have good news. I was on a show on Fox some days ago, and I made headlines. I'm super excited. I was all over the news through the internet with a topic that is a fascinating topic, the six signs of a toxic relationship. And Yahoo.com, and they all took this story and made it a headline of the day, and that was like 4 or 5 days ago. So if you go on the internet and put Carmen Hara, the six signs of toxic relationship, you're gonna see the video I did for Fox, more in conjunction with the relationship that is toxic and has been toxic between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So it's not that this is of any significance right now, but I just wanted to let you know that what I did lately was something that people needed to hear and was significant, probably for a lot of people to pay attention when it comes to toxicity in relationship. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be with you, and I will go to Maryland and Singapore, and then I'll go straight to Canada. So from Singapore to Canada.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back. I'm so excited to be on Om Time Radio tonight. I love this radio station so much. And of course, I love all of you, and I love the people I'm working at Om Time, wonderful people, amazing, amazing personalities. I'm very grateful for the chance they gave me to be on this radio station. But you guys are calling me, for which I'm again very grateful. I'm going to go straight to Maryland, She calls me all the way from Singapore. How are you, my beautiful Marilyn?
Hello, Dr. Carmen. How are you?
I love you.
Nice to hear your voice again.
I love you, my sweetheart. How's everything with you?
I'm so glad. Well, there's a lot of things going on.
Let's see.
My mom is at the hospital. She has some surgery. And then we find out that she has diabetes. And then my son has been attacked with rheumatism, and he's only 28 years old, and then he could not wake like couple days ago. So there's so much going on.
Yeah. So your mom is in the hospital. What is she suffering from?
She's suffering from infection, like they call it cellulitis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she have a simple surgery yesterday to remove the infection, and then they're trying to find out what kind of bacteria she's suffering with, so that they can find out what kind of antibiotic she can have. So.
Mm-hmm. It seems like I have a feeling they might give her something intravenous. You know, sometimes they do give antibiotics intravenous. I feel they find a strong one, and because sometimes if the antibiotic goes straight to the bloodstream, it resolves the infection right away than being taken in a format of a pill. So I feel like she's gonna get better immediately. I want your mom to get better.
I know, because this is the first time that she's been hospitalized. Sorry, I get emotional. I'm trying to be strong in front of them, but deep inside, I'm really suffering. Please.
I know. And your son, what kind of, is this rheumatoid arthritis? What is he having exactly?
Yes, it does. Yeah, that is. That
because
is
that's an autoimmune disorder.
Okay.
And that's an autoimmune, and for autoimmune, we don't really have answers. The Western medicine doesn't have answers. The traditional medicine is treating this with prednisone, cortisone, you know, the corticosteroids, to stop the progression of the disease. And then it can be controlled. I hate to say that, it's a debilitating disease. For some reason, I think in the case of your son, it can be stopped. I want you to call me on this. I give you a free session because I think I have a lot of ideas what your son can do to get himself better in a natural way. There are all kinds of natural treatments. And we can go to the root of the problem. What caused this autoimmune? And make sure it's actually a real autoimmune. So we can dig deeper into this, but there's not enough always time on the radio. So for that, send me an email, let me know when you have time, and we can speak in more details.
Yeah, because when he was younger, he was diagnosed with rheumatic heart disease, and then he overcome that.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be able to overcome that too. I feel that this is going to work for him again, you know. So this time, whatever that is, it depends, you know, the severity. I will tell you what test he needs to do in order to be absolutely convinced that this is really the case. And we can... do everything, you know, in our power to help him overcome. And therefore, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So he will get better.
I know. Just like I asked him the other day, so at least he can walk now. So, and he just started his restaurant. So I don't want it to close down because I spent so much money on it.
Right.
Yeah. I know. So one of the reasons I call you because I just celebrated my birthday. I need to know.
Happy
what
birthday,
is really going
my
on.
Beautiful Marilyn. Happy birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday. When was your birthday?
It's 1st of March. It's yesterday in my Singapore.
Oh, So for us, today is the 1st of March.
Yes, today's your birthday.
March 1st. So hold on one second. So I want to tell you something that I'm glad that you called me on your birthday. I wish you happy birthday with all my heart.
Thank you.
You're starting the beginning of a life cycle. This year, meaning from today all the way down to March 1st, 2023, will be one of the best years you had in the last 12.
Oh.
Because you closed doors to a chapter in the book of your life, to the last 12 years, and you opened doors. It's like a new beginning coming for you. Mm-hmm. So I want you to be aware of this, you know. So in other words, you're going to see progress in many areas of your life. That's why I'm even convinced that because of this energy you go in through, your mom will get better, your son will get better, and you're going to see results in the things you want to do. Probably if you want to invest with your partner, things will improve substantially this year. In other words, you're going to see your dreams becoming reality.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful Marilyn. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I mean, you always make me feel better, you know. I cannot talk all this to anyone. I only can talk to you. That's the reason why I'm always at your back.
I love you.
Yeah, because
you call anytime and find look on your schedule and find time so that we can speak about your son and what else is going on. So my treat for your birthday is I give you the session. So let's talk.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Cummins. Thank you. I'm glad
I love you, my Mary.
Thank you so much.
This is going to be, remember, you entered the year one, the year of a new beginning. This is a very good year for you, my love.
Very good year for you, my love. All right. Thank you.
Okay, my beautiful. I love you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, my sweetheart. My producer is telling me that I have Leilani. There was somebody from Canada. I don't really understand if that person dropped or what happened, but I have Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful girl. How's everything?
It's going. I'm in Tampa right now at an Airbnb.
You are in Tampa?
Uh-huh. Yes. And I don't know where to go next.
How do you like Florida?
Well, I was in St. Augustine. I really liked it there.
Uh-huh.
It was a cooler weather, but I just arrived in the dark, so I want to go to St. Petersburg and look around, and then I want to see if maybe we
Well, you haven't been. You haven't been to St. Petersburg, no?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I suggest that you go there, too, because it's very different, that part of Florida. It's very nice. I mean, but you haven't been in my area either, in the North Miami area. You haven't, no?
No. I'd love to come and see your area as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how's the business?
I have a couple clients a week.
Good.
Yes, they're weekly, and I'm incorporating my spiritual counseling with the long-distance healing.
Excellent. So long-distance healing. You know, I have a friend who does long-distance healing, and I can put you in touch with him. He was actually numerous times on my show. His name is John Sweeney. He's fabulous at this. He's really studied the Qigong and all the techniques and all this. It's an art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he does a phenomenal job. And I think you will be very happy if you can, if you talk to him, you know what I mean? And kind of express your interest and let him know your way of doing it and learn from him eventually. There's always room to learn from somebody who does it the way you do, probably a little bit different. So I'm going to send me a text. I'll send you his phone number and see whether you can chat with him about your way of doing it and see if there's something you can learn, something you can, I feel like you can learn something else.
Great. I'm open.
Mm-hmm. And try to expand. I mean, if there is a way for you to kind of go more more south or go on the west of west coast of Florida to see that part, where do you stay right now? Do you have a place?
I'm in an Airbnb tonight, but I don't have a place starting tomorrow. I didn't realize the hotels are very expensive here.
They are. Yeah.
I did not know that. So
yeah, because everybody's
Airbnb
coming to Florida, especially this is the time of the year. This is called season in Florida. So because it's very warm and pleasant, everybody's coming here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where I should, like, do you have any idea how I can stay for, like, maybe a week or two to take a look? Should I look for Airbnb or?
Actually, I know somebody who does this, Airbnb, and I'm going to ask this friend of mine.
Okay.
But it's in my area, if you can use that particular place, you know.
Sure,
it's actually
I'm open.
A gorgeous place. And I'm going to give her a call tomorrow and ask her, can you stay there one day more or something like that?
I asked the woman.
No.
It's a Spanish lady. It's really, I can't stay here one more day. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Tampa. I wanted to go to St. Petersburg tomorrow, take a look. And
so then go there. Meanwhile, I'm going to ask in my area, see if there's anything I can do.
Okay.
Okay, my
and
love.
Carmen, I've been traveling now for 10 months. I'm just
That's okay.
For my home.
You know,
I'm ready
I
to
guess
find
that
a place.
All this traveling, you know, it's a way for you to kind of move your energy around, transfer energy, learn, see the things around and break through all the, because, you know, I'm talking tonight about blockages, things that happen in our life and how we can, you know, reach that phase of balance and stability when we have no fear of anything. And you became fearless, you know. At the beginning, you were so worried.
Yes.
And look at you. Look what you, it's an achievement to be able to do what you did.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible, yeah.
I thought about writing a book about it because
there's been so many miracles. You know, you're saying, write it and I'll put you in touch with a publisher, so you publish it, at least you'll be an author of some extraordinary book, you know, because it's
last
the
question,
adventure
Carmen.
Of your soul. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Last question. Something's going on with my health. I don't know. I've gained some weight and I don't know what that is. I don't know if I'm like my body's not liking the food. You know, I'm on the road, so I'm eating snacks in my car.
Oh, that's right. You're eating a lot of junk food, you know?
Not really. Nuts.
No.
And crackers and not any sweets, but crackers, nuts, oatmeal, tortillas, almond butter. So I'm thinking, wonder if my body's inflamed.
Right. You know, I eliminate if you can the flour. You know, the flour, the
crackers,
the salt, especially the salt, because if you eat a lot of crackers, they do have a lot of salt in it. That the first one
it's
resonated that you should get rid of.
Okay.
So I will get rid of. Look at the label. Well, you see, there's a lot of sodium. You stay away.
Okay.
Go to everything, look on the label where there's not a lot of sodium, and don't buy things that something on the label you cannot pronounce or sounds weird. So be careful with that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's all because you ingesting something that your body responds through an inflammatory process.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you eat something that your body, especially your liver, said this, I cannot process. Mm. And also your kidneys are not happy with the amount of salt. And when there's a lot of salt, there's immediately an inflammation and the blood pressure can jump. you know, okay. And the vessels, you know, become more rigid. So you have to be careful with this.
Okay, because I put salt on my food.
Oh, no. Stay away from salt. Cut the salt. Okay. Cut a lot of the salt for now.
Okay.
And if you really want sodium, potassium, eat bananas. They have a lot of potassium. Eat the natural ingredient, not the artificial. Because, you know, I even wrote a book on this. There are the four killers, which is the white four killers, the white flour, the white sugar, the white salt. So these are what they kill the arteries. They literally kill your body. They make you age. They make you addicted to sugar, addicted to salt, and disturb the neurotransmitters in the brain. So be very careful with this. And the fourth one is the fat, the saturated fat that is also white. So these are the four killers of the body. So you have to stay away from any of this for now and go more more vegetable, you know, more legume, more fruits.
Yeah, I normally eat that way, but I've been, you know, it's hard when I travel.
I know, but you know what? You in your car, no?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
Okay, whenever you stop somewhere to buy food, go buy all the nuts, the fruits, and live by that, you know, for now.
Okay.
And stay away from whatever is crackers, sandwiches, and stuff like that. Prefer to buy low-sodium turkey or stuff like that, you know. There's a special bread that is not made of flours, you know, and has no gluten in it. So stay away from gluten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid all of those artificial stuff that hurt your body.
Okay,
my love.
And then should I email you to be in touch regarding the friend?
Yeah, send me an email and I'll ask my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, my love. I love you, sweetie pie.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye, my dear. I'm going to go to Barbara in Illinois in a second, but I'll take a short break. So, Barbara, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. Okay, my love.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. And I wish the Russian would walk a mile in the Ukrainian shoes. I wish. I'm going to go to Barbara from Illinois. Hi, my lovely Barbara. How are you, my dear?
Good, Carmen.
So good to hear your voice.
I have a question I want to
ask
about. Is my daughter going to find someone, or is someone going to find my daughter? Because she is such a sweetheart. But she's too shy, Carmen.
Yeah, I think they're going to find each other. Probably more him finding her. And certainly being shy doesn't help, but we all have something so-called predestined. There's something, you know, we come from a drop of DNA, from a drop of memory, from a drop of emotions. And then everything there within that, it has a predisposition for something. Even being shy is predisposition. In other words, she's born with that predisposition of not being very aggressive and being more like an introvert in a way. But that doesn't mean...
She is when it comes to men, not anybody else.
Yeah, but I'm talking about that side of her. I'm talking about that aspect of the personality that relates to men. But that doesn't mean she is not meant to have somebody in her life, you understand? So in other words, do you mind telling me which day and month she's born?
February 16th.
So I want to congratulate you because it was recently her birthday. She's very intuitive because 16 is 7 is the planet Neptune of metaphysics. And February is 2, which connects her to you. So you have a very strong bond. Do you see that? Very, very connected to you. She cares a lot about you. Do you see that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So not everybody. There are some kids, they never, you know, necessarily they detach from their parents. So what I'm trying to say, that if we add 2 plus 17, which is a 7, 2 plus 1, it's a 9 plus 2,000, 22, which is a 6, we're having 15, which is a 6, which means she's in the year 6. Now, according to the ancient teaching of Pythagorean concept, she enters the year of love. She already did. So enter the year of marriage, enter the year of love. Now, I am absolutely confident that if your daughter was ever meant to be with somebody, this is the year for her to meet somebody. She can meet somebody simply by going out to buy something in a store or by simply going to an event with another friend. And I feel like that's the way it's going to happen. She might go with another girlfriend of hers somewhere and then meets this tall, attractive young man who she's going to really like, the way she never liked anybody. And that will motivate her to become more aggressive in a way, more willing to communicate better, less shy. And I do see your daughter getting married sooner than you actually think. And I'm not telling you to make you happy. I just go by calculation. So this is, in a way, a science. The science of her time, the divine timing, clearly says, if you were supposed to ask me this 3 years ago, she said she has to wait. But you just waited me exactly when your daughter turned, you know, right around her birthday, when she entered the year of marriage. So you might say, well, she doesn't know anybody. Fine. But she might know somebody in May, or she might know somebody in August or October. But during the frame of the next number of months, your daughter will meet somebody. Not only will meet somebody, it's going to click fast. You know, some people, they get engaged and stay engaged for 5 years and nothing happens. But your daughter will meet this person and everything will happen 1, 2, 3. It's going to be so intense. I feel like this man either has been living by the water or the parents have a house by the water, because I see a home closer to an ocean or a lot of water. I'm not having 100% a location, but I'm getting pieces of information about this man who I describe like around her age, very, very charismatic, very educated, which I like about him. They're going to make a phenomenal couple. Your daughter's very pretty. That's my opinion. Though I never met
mine
your
too.
Daughter. Sorry?
I said mine too.
Well, you know what? You know, you can never say enough about your own kid, because you always say, you question, am I right about my kid? But listen, I see your daughter with the eyes of my mind, but I close my eyes and actually see your daughter like a beautiful girl. And I see that she and this young man she's about to meet, they create a beautiful couple. And I see a wedding, and I can tell that your daughter will get married, will be very happy, and you will be the happiest.
You don't have to be psychic for that one, Carmen.
No, absolutely not. But we know, you know, Barb, we're all psychics. We're all intuitive. This intuition is one of the forever ability of our brain, you know, and we might admit it, we might use it, we might not use it, but the ability is there.
Yeah. Do you know what a first initial or a last initial would be?
I have a S and a G, J, sound of a name like Jax, S like a last name. I only see the initials.
It was
very nice to you, this young man. Sorry?
What was the initials?
S or G or J for the first name, like Jack, John, George, something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
S, G, or J.
Yeah.
And there was someone that she met not that long ago from, I believe it's from, I want to say Ireland, but that's not, I don't think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It was Scotland, or is it England? I don't know. Something. Anyway, he was visiting here in the States. And she was out with her friend. And her friend, you know, they were all out in a group. And she happened to be talking to this person. I wish I knew where he was from. I don't really know. Yeah, but it was, I would say that's by the water. When you're in those countries.
Did she like him?
She did, but she was very kind of hesitant.
Okay,
she was very...
Yeah.
She was
still in touch with him?
No. I guess he said he called her friend, and her friend told her, girlfriend says, hey, he wants to, you know, see you or whatever. And she says, well, he called the wrong girl if he wants to talk to me.
So she actually rejected him in a way. Am I correct?
I don't know. I don't know if she gave him a number. And I didn't even ask. I didn't even pursue it because, you know, how it is sometimes with daughters. I don't know. Yeah. I just assumed that somehow he must have had her number, because why would she say that?
So if this is somebody she's supposed to be, it's in Scotland, I feel, more than England, because that's an S. I keep on seeing an S. I keep on seeing some initial that I am absolutely confident they do relate to something here.
Yeah, I think his name was Jack, actually.
You see?
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Carmen, I'm not ready. My house isn't ready for a wedding.
You know what? If this is meant, I don't care how much she might not be willing to give him a chance, at the end she will. And if this is somebody, because it's interesting that, you know, I feel like this man comes from somewhere else when there's a lot of water around. And,
right.
And you know the initial, the name, the S, the G or J that came in my heart. So that, and plus the timing is incredible. This is the time when this is going to happen. I don't care what she says, even if she says it's not going to happen. I don't care. It's just for the moment, because she will open up to this and she will end up by being with this person.
Yeah, because I remember, I think his birthday was October 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they were talking about.
October 8th, the man enters himself the year of love by only in the fourth, the year of marriage. And that will make perfect sense, because remember, your daughter is in this year all the way down to March of 2023. So she can make this happen during this frame of time. She can actually decide on a marriage and on a man in this period of the next 12 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you do his numerology of his birthday, it comes up to an 11, Carmen.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such an evolved and good person.
Yeah.
No, there is definitely something here. This is not an accident. Exactly what I told you, meeting somebody with a friend of hers, all planned to happen this way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. So, yeah, because she's a very genuine gal, and she doesn't want just anybody. She wants somebody that is really.
I completely agree with her, and she should be like this. But she should not throw away the opportunity. You know, when the universe opens a door, you should not lock in. You should allow that door and step through that door and see what's there. Because it's the world that opens a door for you. You have to see what's inside.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
So you're saying sometime this year?
Yeah, this is the year for your daughter.
All right.
Yeah.
And then she'll only have one more year of school and grad school after that, so she'll be good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Carmen. I really appreciate it.
So listen, I love you. Send my love to your beautiful daughter. Have a conversation with her, in which you're not telling her what to do, but just opening up her perception towards the fact that everything that comes in our life has a bigger reason, and you should never close the door to what is called your fate, your destiny, the things that you are meant to experience. Make her see this in a larger perspective. Allow her to have a different way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Without giving her the feeling that you are forcing her or controlling her or pushing her into anything. Have her like a friendly conversation. Just to
maybe
help
I
her
should,
a little bit.
I should be a mime and let her, like, what do they call it, charades or something, and try to let her figure it out.
Help her figure it out on her own, but guide her a little bit.
Yeah.
Your
role
as a mom that she trusts you a lot is to help her. To help us see things in the full perspective, see the bigger picture, and stop the fear of, because I feel that there's some fear. She's scared of opening up to a relationship. She's afraid of not finding the wrong person, you know, not being in a wrong relationship. That fear is justified.
Yep.
But you are the one there to take away the fear from her.
That's it. I will make it my mission, Carmen.
Make it your mission. Your beautiful daughter deserves for you to be on a mission.
She does. Yeah. You know, she's a nurse, and she goes so above and beyond. Somebody didn't have a nice shirt to wear. She went down to the gift shop and bought them so they had something. She does so many nice things like that because they had nothing, and she wanted them to feel like somebody saw them and cared.
Right. What a beautiful soul.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not just saying as a mom, you know, but I'm saying she really is a very very genuine person.
Right. Very authentic.
Yeah.
And there's something magic about this girl. And I understand the way she thinks. She just needs a little bit of empowerment.
Yeah.
She just needs to be a little bit more courageous and more aware that the person who's meant to be in her life might be right in front of her eyes. And she needs to allow it to happen.
Right.
And you have to help her and give her the permission to do it. Sometimes in life we need to have the permission. She's not giving herself the permission to be happy or the permission to be in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
So talk to her from that perspective. Tell her, listen, I want you to give yourself and talk to yourself. Give yourself the right, the permission to be happy and become a wife and become a mom and be everything you meant to be. Don't block this. Don't stop it from happening. Because the universe will open the door. Don't close that door. Everything that's coming into your life that has a bigger meaning and a bigger reason.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of a conversation I want you to have with her.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Barbara, I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you, everybody. I'm Carmen Jara at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful for all of you, for having you in my life. I'm grateful to Hometime Radio, and I'll be with you next week. Same place, same time, Umrah Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Carmen Jara. Let's pray for our well-being, for the peace in the world, and for the Ukrainian people. Thank you for listening.